Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles. Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might still be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We host this radio show every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, either live or a replay with a great friend of ours. Her name is Jody Brown. She started off as Jody Bear, rather. What am I talking about? Jody Brown. Jody Bear. I was kind of thinking about something as we were starting of what I could say, and the reason why I say we started off as Jody Bear is because she was a referral from a friend, and then as I first met her and we started working together, I found out that she was a health coach, and a great one at that. And as we started building our relationship together during even our very first conversations, I found out she's super-duper smart, very energetic, and I just knew that she was going to build stuff, and how we got started was certainly not the way we would finish up. And it was very interesting because adversity is something that hits everybody, but when we had first met, she had a little bit of adversity with a company she was working with. She had a pivot, retool, whatever. And I said, you know, this is good because we'll be able to document this change in direction on Building Fortunes Radio. And if you've been listening in at all with health coach Jody Bear, you'll see that she's done so many things documented since she's been here on this radio show. Yes, she's helped a bazillion people lose a bazillion pounds of fat. And yes, she's helped people with their health journey. And yes, she's helped people as a business coach. And yes, we showed her how to use a microphone and a webcam. And yes, she was on Clubhouse. And yes, she's on all kinds of podcasts and stuff like that. And then yes, as she was speaking through different adversities, she wound up becoming an author and then a bestseller and then a multi-country bestseller and then co-authors with really cool people and helping them along the way as well. And I'll share with you, she started off as health coach Jody Bear, and she is now a doctor, she's now a best-selling author, she's a podcast guru, and she's overall just a really great person. So we are here to talk about the release of one of her next big projects for those people that are kind of trying to keep score. Thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio, but you can always catch her on buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody. Now, spelling counts, especially on the internet, so it's J-O-D-E-E. So it's buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody. You'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows, but this one's going to be super special because she's announcing something that is launching in a couple of days, and I am so proud to be able to be part of that because it's going to make such a big difference in so many people's lives. So I'm going to step out of the way and say thanks, Jody Bear, for being here, and thanks for releasing these wonderful products on Building Fortunes Radio.
And thanks, Peter. You can call me Brown Bear, Black White. I don't care what you call me. Just call me. And keep me in touch and say when I get a thing from, did you just change phones? Yes, we're back on signal. Peter, I found this quote today from Dr. Bernie Siegel, who I partnered with this book, the Dr. Bernie Siegel of Love, Medicine, Miracles. He said, how to create something from nothing. Just have faith and you'll have everything. And yep. Peter, this is what I feel about when we started back in 2013, and now we're into our second decade together because I didn't have anything. I had a company that just had closed, and I said, Peter, I need your help. And that is what you epitomize, Peter. You remind me of what Les Brown says: in this culture, what we need is a collaboration of heart-centered, like-minded servant leaders. That's you. And that's what I was just when I began becoming a health coach. I think of what I was doing, this brown-eyed, brown-haired girl that became a health coach. Why? Because I wanted to give my unborn son the best start in life. And frankly, it was going to a Lalachie League meeting because I knew enough. I wasn't even a health coach then, but I knew enough that I knew that the breast milk was the best milk. And I walked into this lady's house, and of course, back then at age 26, I had less than zero filters. Now I just have like a positive one filter, but then I had less than zero. And I went ahead and I said, and I looked in this house and I looked at this dining room and I saw what was there, and it was these two food groups. And you've heard me say this before. I just blurted it out. I said, what are these food groups? Additives and preservatives? It wasn't the kind of food that I was looking to. And the woman that I said it to, ladies and gentlemen, it was the international president of Lalachie League International. Ever want to have one of those Southwest Airlines want to get away moments? But what if that happens when you can just say it with a smile? As Bernie said, if you could get people to smile, it's so much easier to communicate with them. And what I did was I smiled. I smiled, and she said, with a not smile back, if you're so smart and know so much about this, why don't you do something about it? And Peter and ladies and gentlemen, I'm so grateful that I said what was in my heart. I said that what was on my mind, because blurting this out in that fashion changed everything for me. I went and got my first health coaching certification, and I wrote down the protocols for Lalachie League International for unborn children, expectant mothers, and nursing mothers. And to this day, 43 and a half years later, it's still part of their protocol. As a matter of fact, this book, Healthopedia, putting together the foundations of foundational health, the puzzle pieces, I contacted this lady who is still a friend of mine, believe it or not, a kind of a weird way to start a friendship. But I went ahead and contacted her, and I said, can I have an endorsement on this book? And she said, here, you're mentioning Lalachie League. I'll never forget the look in those brown eyes back there. And you'll never, ever, ever get an opportunity like we're about to do this week again. And I was thinking today, as I knew, Peter, that we were going to do this launch together, as you've done a gazillion launches for me, and I want to honor you for that, of giving me the platform, giving people on this radio show. And we're going to have other authors here as we build up to Healthopedia, not only the book launch on the 26th, not only Healthopedia, the virtual summit prior to the book launch, the 19th, 20th, and 22nd on my YouTube channel on Traverse TV. And I might as well give that right now. You can go on the OTC channel, watch.traversetv, spelled TraverseTV.com, watchtraversetv.com. You can also go, if you're in Central Florida, like you, Peter, and I am, you can go to channel 5511. It's a CBS local affiliate, and watch this for 19 hours of seeing the finest healthcare professionals, practitioners, noteworthy people on health, and people with experience that you'll ever see combine in 3 days. But then Traverse TV will be doing it as a rebroadcast the following weekend. But you can also see it on LinkedIn, Dr. Jodi Baer, J-O-D-E-E, like Peter said, on Twitter, which is at Coach Jodi, and also on my YouTube channel. So subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's doing and having a renovation just because things need to be upgraded, but you can go to my YouTube channel, and it's really catchy name, at D-R-J-O-D-E-E, because I want you to remember that it's Jodi, that's me. And I can truthfully say, Peter, that what is so amazing, and I'm going to come back with this after our commercial break, because who knew? Because there is that, as I say, as a health coach, as a practitioner, there's that cord, that aca cord that goes between a mother and a child that never leaves. Who knew that my oldest son, that aca cord energy that I had, that cannot be replaced with anything between a mother and child would give me this passion that just came inside of me like crazy. And then who knew that my youngest son, and I guess I'm looking at the time, let me go into this before we take our commercial break, and then I'll go into our what we're going to be doing on Traverse TV, because I think this ties
and
it all together.
Plenty of time. So I extended this one because I knew you were doing a release.
Okay, so a release. So here we are. Peter, who knew that the Aka cord energy, which is the umbilical cord energy that is never, ever gone, even energetically, I should give an explanation, between the uterus, the umbilical cord, and the uterine lining and the blood supply that is cut then when the umbilical cord is gone from birth, but then Aka cord energy stays between mother and child forever, forever. And who knew that the Aka cord energy then, fast forward, here I am, 1984, I have child number two. He wasn't hyperactive. He was just me with testosterone. And they were putting him in a box. They were putting him in a box. Ladies and gentlemen, if we were going to open up these lines, who's ever had that diagnosis that puts you inside of the box so you have to live there? As Les Brown says, your diagnosis is not your prognosis. Who knew that he would have this kind of energy? And it was brilliance. And I said he wasn't going to be on prescription medication. I wasn't going to give him that title and that stigma of, oh, he's got ADHD. And this is so very, very close to back to school. Because it's not natural, ladies and gentlemen, to say, oh, sit there. You go into the bank, it said, have a seat. When you go to a doctor's office, have a seat. No, we were meant to move. And then you take a little boy, who's brilliant, by the way, and of course he gets that from his mother, but he's brilliant. What do we have, a little boy who wants to sit? No, he wants to move. And that's ADHD. If you've got some questions and you have one of these children, when you hear this story, reach out to me at Jodi Bear. You'll find me everywhere. You'll find me on my website, drjodee.com, because this is what happened. I sat down and I said to myself, my son and I were home. I never turn on daytime TV except every once in a while when I'd watch Days of Our Lives. But how about this? I went ahead and turned on the daytime TV. This is a second time. Whatever that happens to you makes all the difference. It was Phil Donahue, and he had Dr. Hulda Clark, the pioneer in natural medicine. It was a back-to-school deal. It was a back-to-school program. And she got on there and she said, there is no such thing as ADHD. These are brilliant children who have to grow into their giftedness. And she continued to talk. Here this is almost 40 years later. I remember, ladies and gentlemen, what she was saying. And I was just riveted to that TV screen. It was like we were sitting down and having coffee at my kitchen table. And then she said, I live outside of Atlanta, Georgia. Let me tell you what. When I heard that, I was living in Atlanta. I became the version of Indiana Jones, the female version. I was his alter ego. When she said Alpharetta, Georgia, this was no GPS, no MapQuest, no internet, not even dial-up on AOL. I just kept going to every health food store. Anybody who looked like they might be a weed season bees natural kind of person on Main Street, do you know where Hulda Clark may live? Do you know Hulda Clark? Do you know, it's not an actual, you know, common name. Took me 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. I found her. You see, what you ardently desire and totally focus on will come about. But you've got to ardently desire. I ardently desired something for my son. It was that Aka cord energy, just like it was my first son. And I knocked on her door. Now, today's, you may not want to knock on a stranger's door. You never know. But I knocked on her door, and this older lady comes out, and I said, Dr. Clark, I'm Jodi Nylander. I had a different last name. I said, I'm looking for some help for my youngest son. And she said, I'm not taking patients anymore. I've semi-retired. Now, I'm very partial, but this young boy, Dutch boy haircut, just platinum blonde hair and these big old blue eyes. I said, you're going to turn down this? He was my human shield in an entryway for his health and wellness and wholeness. And Hulda Clark said, okay, I'll see him. Three times, four times. She became the highlight of my sons and my life during this time. And just some things that was simple, easy, and effective. And it was all holistic, as I always say, not half-listic, holistic nutrition, holistic, that he was able to get into what he really needed to do for him. As she said, he will grow into this brilliance. Find something for him to do that exhausts him. That's when I found swimming for him as well. And then I said to Dr. Clark, will you please mentor me? And she said, I'm turning 70 this year. I'm not going to mentor anybody more. I said, what if I could take your message on how you helped my son and take it to the next level in the world long after you're gone? That's what I commit to do. And she said, I really am not taking on anyone else. I said, you'll take me on because I'm the one. And she said, yes. In that next meeting, during those next 3 months, I wrote a goal card that said, I will pen the Eastern medical version of the PDR. I wrote that down on the goal card, and the rest is history, because this vision that I had and mission has come to fruition in Healthopedia, putting together the puzzle pieces of foundational health, and it's launching this week and next. And you'll hear all about it after our commercial break, Peter.
Excellent. Okay, good. So we're going to make sure that we have this on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to buildingfortuneradio.com/Joe D, you'll hear this about Healthopedia. We'll make sure this is in the title because you're going to want to share this with other people. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with health coach and doctor and best-selling author, Jody Bear. So, Jody, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter, and thank you for allowing me to tell this story. It is such a part of the mother, Jody, and it's so much a part of what I've been doing forever, because truly, Dr. Hulda Clark, from that fire that I got in my ability to blurt out to the Leachy League, then international president, and then to have Dr. Hulda Clark take me under her wing 4 years later, she turned this passion that I had into a towering inferno. She really did. I saw her simple, easy, and life-changing protocols, and that's what made me pen. And for those of you that are maybe unfamiliar with it, when I talk about the physician's desk reference, I mentioned this before a commercial break, that is that red book that you see in every Western medical doctor's office. It is procedures and protocols for Western medicine. So when I said I will pen the Eastern medical version of the PDR, the physician's desk reference, just put it in 1984. Have you ever done a goal and you've just forgotten about it, ladies and gentlemen? Well, frankly, I had forgotten about it. I had this life and it went on, but then something happened again. Every goal that you've ever written down, when you ardently desire and passionately pursue, will surely come about. I had passionately pursued my health coaching career, 1.1 million pounds, 3,000 patient clients during even the COVID era. I came out of retirement to keep doing this bigger and better than before. Why? Because I still had that towering inferno. And I was helping somebody during the COVID lockdown. It was a client of mine, and he had a young son that was 7 years old. He was off the rails, diagnosed with ADHD. Then you put this whole deal of, oh, I'm going to be inside the whole time. They live in the northern part of the United States where lockdowns are much more severe. And he just didn't know what to do. And I'm going, I think I still have all those notes that I took from Dr. Holda Clark, who helped my youngest son. And so I was looking in those filing cabinets, who didn't clean out their closets during COVID? And here I'm looking for this ADHD material that I knew I'd kept, and out popped that gold card. Peter and audience, I had chill bumps on every part of my body. I was shaking. I thought, I remember that. I remember what I wanted to do. This was right after, and this happened as I had committed to writing my solo book with Ignite Publishing, 21 Days to Your Best You. I decided it was now time for me to commit to put to writing my 4 decades as being a health coach. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Peter, my wonderful host here, today is the day that we are now saying on Building Fortunes Radio, today is the day. This is now a mission, but it's so much more than a book. We are going to be on Traverse TV, as I said, September 19th, which is Tuesday, on Wednesday, September 20th, and then September 22nd. You see, Healthopedia is more than a book. It's an initiative that revolves around the 6 pillars of human existence. You've heard me talk on this numerous times: spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, social, and financial. It's a collective of natural healthcare enthusiasts. We're forging a preventative path. We're creating a narrative, and we really are establishing a whole different philosophy. Just one impact, one life, one foundational health movement at a time. You see, our mission, ladies and gentlemen, is longevity and vitality and energy. They're just not words. They are foundational traits that inspire and ones that you want to and must cultivate in your life. But to be on a journey to embody these, it's not innate to us. We are just kind of couch potatoes. We sit back and just say, life is going to come along. But it's got to involve and evolve with you acquiring specific knowledges and skills. And that's where Healthopedia is doing this. One trajectory in healthcare, preventative health, one human being at a time. Maybe that human being is you listening to this broadcast. You see, during this transformative time, and I just must say, when Dr. Holda Clark said she was retiring and she wasn't taking on any more patients, ladies and gentlemen, this really has come to fruition when I said, maybe I will be that one to take it forward to you after you will not be doing this anymore. That got her attention. Maybe you will be that one listening who's a millennial. You're in your 30s and 40s and will be taking this message yet to another level, far greater than I can do. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, when this is happening in our first live Healthopedia event down in Boca Raton, Florida, February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, in 2024, I will be turning 70, just like Holda Clark. I will be turning 70 on the 21st. Now, how is that for serendipitous? Or like Bernie Siegel would say, Dr. Bernie would say, there are no coincidences. No, no, no. You see, the universe heard my cry, and he knew that I had been working with and started working with Dr. Bernie Siegel in 2023. I had done a lot for him creating his memoirs, and he asked me one day in March, what can I do for you? And I said, Dr. Siegel, would you partner with me with this book? And he said, I would be honored to. So this book is led by the iconic 20th and 21st century icon, Dr. Bernie Siegel. He wrote Love, Medicine, and Miracles in 1988. I remember studying that and wearing the pages off that book. And frankly, it was a New York Times bestseller in 1 hour because he was on Oprah. But you see these extraordinary world changers that are with me. The number 4, what does the number 4 mean? 4-0. Numerically, you put the number 4. It is a foundation. It's one of balance. It's one of wholeness and inspiration. We have 40 authors. My mentor and coach, you've heard him here on Building Fortunes Radio. Jay Nolan said, Jody, are you sure you want 40 authors? That's a little ambitious. And I said, well, I'm almost 70. I ain't playing. I had to do it big. I had to do it when I knew that that number came into my soul. So I'm going to ask you, ladies and gentlemen, what about this is coming into your soul? What is that thing that it may not be writing a book? It not might not be doing anything like that, but what comes into your soul? I'm saying just act on it. Just act on it, because about like this number four, this is what I'm really saying. It is a stability, as I said, but it's organization. And it's absolutely specifically, it has a mystical relationship between the spirit and mankind. That's why I did the number four. And who is in this book? Are you ready? We've said them before when we started this mission. In the spiritual pillar are Dr. Bernie Siegel, Jay Nolan, Kimberly Meredith, noted, iconic. I mean, she's an icon in herself in her 30s, being a medical intuitive. Dr. Peggy Woods, Bobby Kowalski, Dan Gilman, who's been on this show, my dearest BFF ever, Linda Huff, and intuitive coach Anna DeVere. Then our own Dr. James Maranakis. Now, Peter, we, Dr. Jim and I, are officially partners in Healthopedia, Inc. Just get ready for what we're going to do with that one. Of course, myself, Dr. Mark Chavez, emergency medical doctor and founder of the Health MD. Shannon Roper, holistic nurse practitioner. Reverend Suzanne Finder, who was on our show a week ago. Ivan Jacobs, cystic fibrosis in the butt, along with 100 pounds of toxic fat, and now he's going for a degree and a master's degree in exercise science. Reiki master Trey Urban has been on our show. In the mental pillar, the one and only Rex Sykes, mentalist extraordinaire. That's why they call him the amazing Rex. Dr. Michael Pierce, functional medical doctor, doctor of chiropractic, and also one who does brain entrainment, Renee Brown of the one and only Natural Recovery Center for Addiction, largest east of California, Jamie Kerr, noted as a millennial, a mentalist mindset, as his brand is MindKite out of the UK. Then we have Noah Crane. Her 3G effect is extraordinary. Jamie Matheson. She is a respiratory therapist and was a first responder during COVID. Lee Forrester, who has been on this show, she has been on my TV show, and she is a fitness coach for women in their spice years. And then Kathy Strauss, just a creative coach extraordinaire. And then we go into emotional pillar, Dr. Carrie Sanchez, founder and president of the Y Institute, certified cranial muscular therapist, and just one of my best friends and a client, Carrie Fisher, talks about how the wounded healer heals. Isn't that important? Carol Berrigan, who has been a fixture on this show, tells her story about weight loss. Cynthia Hamill-Knight, speaking of music and the frequency, Jerry Tucker, who says, as that Bernie Siegel quote is very close to what he said, having something from nothing after you've lost everything to recreate it. Karen Rudolph, Tranquility Solutions, intuitive coach. The one and only Serena Brown Travis, daughter of Les Brown. Dr. Nefertina Serrano, she's an ambassador to our ambassador to Dubai, but she is from the United States, so she's an ambassador herself. Dr. Nefertina Serrano is going to talk about the health of marriage. Melanie Summers, who has been on here many, many times, about her weight loss journey. Rob Baird has done the same thing. And, yes, she is with him, being she, his wife. Nancy and Rob are part of our chapter in the book called Bestitarian. You get some of my best recipes in this book as well. You know, Rob and Nancy have kept off their 250 collective pounds. Debbie Armentrout has been there. She talks about family as well. As Amber House, how she went from an absolute in terror and a survivor in her marriage to a thriver. It's a riveting story. And then the global entrepreneur herself, Dame Doria Cordova, Money and You, the financial pillar. Jason Estes and Jeremy Hoffman together. Jason is 36, Jeremy is 29, and together, their companies, they call themselves Serial Entrepreneurs. Earthworks.org is worth $500 million at their young age. And then Sue Kostick, my great friend from the Les Brown community, fellow health coach in performance. So what we have are 40 authors, 10 of which are famous A-listers. Now, these 10 A-listers, and with Bernie Siegel is certainly, and taking his 8 New York Times bestsellers, Peter, I'm going to say it right here. We have an opportunity to take this book. Which book? This book, Healthopedia, all of its 494 pages together, taking this book to New York Times bestseller. Oh, yes, this is what we plan to do, and this is what we will do by May. Now, the Virtual Live Summit is the 19th, 20th. We're skipping a Thursday. That's when I'll be doing a social media tour. Just be in touch and share it with friends. Let's get the word out there with Tenji Collins of TMZ. And then on the 22nd is Friday. We will celebrate this anthology. We're coming together with these pieces of foundational health, 23 hours. But then, as the Ginsu Knife commercial says, but wait, there's more. Our live summit is going to be a facilitation with none other than the James Marinakis down in Boca Raton, Florida, February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. It's a 3-day intensive, but it's going to be an experiential experience. Viewers, listeners, have you ever felt, followers of Peter, where you're going, oh my, I'm so pumped after this event, and then you think you have to rest for a month? Oh, no. You're going to experience the essence of Dr. Jim Marinakis. We're going to go on this health epiphany together. It will be at the Wyndham Hotel on Glaze Road. The food will be done. All food is included because anybody knows, I don't miss a meal, all right? And it's the Farmer's Table Restaurant. It's the first organic restaurant east of California. It will be an absolute amazing thing. Now, what we're going to do with this 3-day experience and epiphany into your holistic journey, but we're going to have, we will have an opportunity to have 150 people there. But then we're going to be launching at that point in February, we're launching the next online experience, which will be a virtual Healthopedia's Masters Mastermind with all of these people. All of these people will be doing this as a collective together to, as I say, my avatar is Harry and Harriet Health, who have 2.5 kids. They thought they had it together because they ate at Whole Foods. They had tennis and soccer, and the wife and the husband go to the gym and this, that, and the other. And then COVID hit. What the heck am I going to do? I need more from this. That Healthopedia's Master's Mastermind, ladies and gentlemen, will give you that. I guarantee it. I did one with my collective group, my fellow healers on Clubhouse for 2.5 years. It was extremely lucrative, but it was more than monetarily lucrative. What I got out of this was changing the trajectory of people's lives. So I want to come back to a couple of things before we close out today. You see, we will have an educational platform. We're not just doing this a one and done. This is going to be a book. It's going to be a live summit experience, first in Boca Raton in my backyard. Then we'll be out in Denver in July, up in the mountains, July 2024. Dr. Michael Pierce, who lives out in Parker, Colorado, will be hosting it out there. And then we will be with Jeremy Hoffman and Jason Estes, are two millennial half-billionaires at their young age. They have created just an experience as a rooftop organic health spa. It's in Los Angeles. It's the largest one in North America. So we're going to be there in November 2024. So Healthopedia is a book. It will be coming out on the 26th of this month. Mission, vision, now it's fruition. And it was a mission to write the book. You see, it was supposed to launch, if you've been following me at all, on the 18th. But isn't that what resiliency is all about? That's when you use life, as Bernie Siegel says. Life is a labor pain related to your birthing of your unique self. The unique self of this book needed another week in gestation to be what we designed it to be, so we can give the public something that has never been done before, that PDR. And I will say, the number 8, and how do I come up with these numerology numbers? I did it on 40, 40. I'm going to give you another. This is the number 8. The number 8, which is 2 plus 6, that's when it's coming out, September 26th in numerology, is associated with unconditional love, nurturing, and healing. It represents compassion and empathy. It's a warm light. It's a beacon of hope. What do I talk about? What do I do on my TV shows? Each and every time you turn on Traverse TV, you will hear me singing with Alicia Williamson. There is hope. That's why we came out with that number, 2-6, which is 8, one of hope. It gives beauty and harmony, and it's the love number. You will feel all that love. You will feel these stories. You will feel them to your core, I promise you. So join us. Join us on September 19th and 20th on Traverse TV, on my YouTube channel at Dr. Jody, and on LinkedIn and Twitter. And then on the 20th, and then on the 22nd, it's from noon to 6 each and every day. On Friday, it's from noon to 8. But on Thursday, I'm taking the tour with Kenji Colin Drummond of TMZ Entertainment. So TMZ and Jody, it kind of rhymes, it fits. But who knew? And I want to come back to who knew, because I said what was in my heart, which was love. I wanted to take care of that first unborn child of mine, that little Jody would become a health coach, then Dr. Jody. Who knew that I would turn on TV and find that moment that changed everything with my youngest son? This is the question I leave with you tonight. What is that one moment that if you listen to the whispers of your own wisdom, that will change everything for you? For me, it's Healthopedia. For me, of what I will be able to do with this book to complete the circle with Hulda Clark at age 70. But guess what? You are out there listening. Join me to be that next generation. As I say, my coming out of retirement in this fashion was to train and empower the next generation of healers. And this is what we will do, one life, one person at a time, because it absolutely is faith. It is absolutely faith. When you believe in that mind-body connection with yourself, our bodies will respond to those beliefs. When you listen to those whispers of your own wisdom, there is hope when you listen to those whispers. And that whisper is saying, why not you? Why not today? Maybe it's saying, I don't know. And you have that doubt. Say, it can't be me. But the spirit is saying, it is you. It is you, because it was me then. I wasn't anything special, ladies and gentlemen. And right now, I'm not any special right now as well. I was just a little girl. Can you hear me again, Peter? I think I got an incoming call. I hope you can hear me.
Nope,
but
I
want to conclude with this, because I wasn't anything special. I was just a little ponytail girl with big brown eyes and a big wish to do something for humanity. And I said, where there's light, there's hope. I wasn't anything special. I just listened to those whispers. And guess what? Those whispers are talking to you as well. They're not special to me. And you say, I'm not anything special, but guess what? You are special, because our creator of all made you to tell your message. The creator of all made me to tell this message to you and to others that are listening. Because I leave you with this Bernie quote. He said, when you are aligned with those things in the spiritual world and they come down to your personal world, everything you touch will be magic. See, it was magic for me. My quote in this chapter of my book, I said, miracles occur every day. Beckon them in. Beckon yours in today with love, peace and joy because they're there for you and they're there for me. You can always find me at Health Coach Jodi. My website is drjodee.com. We have a new Instagram account that's going to be putting shine to all these 40 authors. Take a week or two off. You know, I might go on a vacation one or two times a year. 40 authors, one a week, will be getting shine at Healthopedia 365. Come meet the authors. You can find me, along with my 60,000 strong, at Health Coach Jodi on Instagram, and, of course, LinkedIn, Dr. Jodi Bear. And each and every Sunday for 10 years, Peter and I have been doing this, and I'm so grateful that you have continued this inferno in my life, Peter, as you allow me this platform. So I'm just going to say, as I always do, help isn't something you do. It's what you become along life's journey. Become that with us. Put together your pieces of foundational health. Your future self will thank you. And this is Dr. J saying, have a healthy day. Back to you, Peter.
Excellent. Thank you so much. You know, as you were rattling off those names, I was kind of recounting, like, how many of these people were on the radio show and what did they talk about? And, oh, my gosh, there's so many really talented people in this project and in your world. It's amazing. Like, it is amazing. So thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing it with us. Thanks for bringing it to the Building Fortunes Radio listening audience. We're going to make sure we have replays on this during the week as well because we want to make sure as many people take advantage of this as they can. Any one of these authors individually can make a huge difference in your life. I mean, be game changers. And collectively, who knows? I mean, who knows where it goes? We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.